The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm fucking miserable. I mean, I'm Adam.
Way to derail the intro there.
Right. Sorry about that.
I'm amazing.
I can.
And this week we got the real Peter back.
Yay!
Yeah. But secretly my name is Josh.
Nice.
Actually, we've decided that Josh is now Jaunch.
Jaunch. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Combination of me and him, we have been assimilated.
Your symbiotic life form?
Yes.
We are the Jaunch.
Actually, I'm a parasite.
No, I thought we were the Adams.
We are the Adams. We are the Adams.
So, Peter, you left us for a little while there.
Why? Yeah. Peter, why did you leave us?
Leave me again.
Well, for the girlfriend, sorry.
Well, why don't you go ahead and delve in a little deeper as opposed to why? Where did you go? Why did you go? What did you do?
I went to visit my girlfriend in South Korea, and
she's a lady boy.
No, she's not. it was Buddha's birthday while I was there, so I went to a Buddhist temple called Bolgutse Temple.
That should have been fun.
It was, and I was in, went and saw a whole bunch of Korean tombs, like tombs of dead kings and stuff.
Oh, nice. That's depressing.
That seems
not really. That'd be
interesting, but it'd still be kind of a downer note.
And then I hiked to the Seoul Wall because Seoul used to be a fortress city.
Yeah.
So I harked. Part of the Seoul Wall.
How long is it?
It takes about 9 hours to go all the way around it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good wow. Lord. That's a full day.
But
that's for sure
it,
a full day.
How tall is it?
How tall is the wall?
Yeah, like just roughly, just ballpark. I don't need like an exact.
Probably roughly like a 5-story building tall.
Wow. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. So
yeah. The gates are about that big or more.
It'd be about 9 hours of walking around at perfect like downward picture like level. Because like I did that in Rotenburg, Germany, and like it was awesome because it's just like you're above all the standard buildings, so you can just take pictures of all the cool shit on the skyline.
Like, and there's also mountains that you hike by as well.
Nice.
Because South Korea is super mountainous. So, and they're not like mountains here in Washington, like the Cascades, where you kind of gradually get up to the altitude. They're like sheer, practically.
Oh.
So the wall skirts these mountains as well.
It's kind of awesome. Kind of super awesome.
Hiking is really huge in South Korea. Like, there's people in their hiking gear like all the time, every weekend, pretty much.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful around there. And
yeah, and it's really nice to get out of the city because the city kind of smells. So in certain parts of the city where Kristen lives in Bupyeonggu, there's this weird like sewage smell that wafts up every once in a while. Yeah, especially in certain places. I couldn't tell you where it comes from, but you just in a certain part of the street right next to her apartment, you just walk by and you're like, yep.
Yep, that's nasty.
Oh shit! Did you do anything like tech over there or anything?
No.
All I really know about them is they have really good internet.
They do have really good internet. It's like $20 for 100 megabits.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I spent a lot of my time
cheap.
I spent a lot of my time in Jimjibongs, which is a Korean spa. You pay like $5 and you can stay for an entire weekend if you want.
Nice.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Korean families do it all the time. Pretty much every Friday, that place is like packed. So there's an area where there's a lot of, there's an area for just men, there's an area for just women, there's a communal area. And then, in both areas, they have a hot tub room which is lined with showers. Like, two walls are lined with showers, and the other two walls are a cold pool and a whole bunch of saunas. They have one that's like 90 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Super hot.
Good
like,
Lord.
Breathing through your nostrils burns with how hot it is. And then, like, people will go in there and they have this huge thing of salt, and then you take salt and you just rub it on your body. They also, I've got a rub down. You go in there and a Korean dude takes this, like, kind of sand cloth, and then he rubs every part of your body when you're completely naked. He goes, like, in between your balls. Like, between your balls and your leg, he gets in there. I mean, he doesn't ever touch your dick, but, you know, your dick touches his hand.
What happened if you... What do you do if you got an erection? Like, wouldn't that be, like, the most awkward...
I actually had that thought while I was there. I'd be like, hope that that doesn't happen. Like,
sorry.
He just moves it out of the way and just continues to...
It would move itself out of the way. It would be right up out of the way.
Just, I felt...
Let me get that out of the way for you.
I feel like I should have tipped him if it was America, but they don't. That's not a thing in Korea. You don't tip people. It's considered rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's good to know.
In the foreigner bars, there are tip jars.
Okay.
Because,
They understand they can make more money.
Yeah. Well, the foreigner bar, the one that they go to Cheap Shots, all the teachers show up there, and that's owned by a white guy.
Oh, okay.
He's married to a Korean woman.
Gotcha.
He's a teacher. He teaches college, so...
Try to tip him, and he'd be like, there's no happy endings here. And he's like, oh, no, it's just because you did a good job sanding up my nuts.
Well, I doubt any of us did anything even half as interesting as
God, no.
As what you did. So I had built a computer for my friend. He sold his PS4 to buy a PC. He was tired of his PS4.
PC Master Race.
I explained that to my coworker the other day. He's like, oh, yeah, you're going to go home and play on your console? I'm like, I don't do that. And he's like, I only really play on my computer. And then it's like PC Master Race. And he's like, that's what that means.
He thinks that Hitler lives on through computers.
No. I've been getting back into League of Legends. So
I played a little of that with the John Man, too.
I actually saw you guys playing that with one of the other roommates, and I'm just like, man, I should really patch and reinstall. Seems like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. I like any game right now that I can play on a competitive level. Even if it goes poorly, I'm way more into playing games competitively than playing games, like, by myself.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have some Orbital Gear competitions here soon.
You might need to practice some more.
Oh, I definitely need to practice
some more. I haven't even played yet, and I'm already pretty sure.
John's got his blinding powder up his sleeve. Don't play with it locally.
That game's actually harder than it looks, so...
Why? It looks hard as fuck.
That looks easy.
Gotta use gravity to fly circles around planets and shoot guns while using the gravity to aim my bullets. Not a big deal. Super easy. Trajectory doesn't mean a damn thing. No, it looks hard.
I played a little bit of that, and I played some Savage Lands, too.
Ooh.
Just about half an hour or so, but it's pretty
fun. How much of the checklist did you complete?
The only thing I have left is the arrows, I think.
What's the checklist?
The only thing I have left is the deerstesses. I can't kill any.
Yeah, okay, I guess that's
like
the
a hunting game
the
or something?
The deers, too. It's Savage Lands, it's a survival game.
Is it the one with dinosaurs in it?
No.
But there are dragoons.
It's like a fantasy type thing, so there's skeleton warriors.
Oh, no, I've seen this. Yes, I have seen this.
I think we talked about it on the last episode.
Yeah, that's what I brought last week for a game. It was super fun. Like I said, that game was creepy, man. At nighttime, the skeleton warrior with the glowy eyes.
I've only seen one skeleton warrior so far.
Is it the really skinny skeleton?
Yeah,
easy to... those guys are
like
easy.
I found a club with a nail in it. It was like in a little deserted town or something.
Run! He's got a board with a nail in it!
But when you start up the game, there's like a checklist on the side of
did you pick up the hatchet
do,
right off the beach?
Yeah.
Right down
the... Was the nail spike better? Because I was going to make a better weapon, but I haven't got to it yet.
It was better to kill the skeleton with, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to
up my weapon game, because there's a lot of stuff that looks really easy to build.
Yeah.
And the weapon blueprints, and I never got to that, because I was like, what? I got a stone hatchet. What's better than that? But, yeah, wait till you get to nighttime, and you have to face off with Lord Glowy Eyes.
Nice.
That guy creeped the shit out of me. I was just like, ah! I was like backpedaling and swinging my little hatchet, and he's just like dragging his sword at me.
Have you built a better shelter than just that little tent?
No. I haven't even slept in it. I couldn't figure out how to sleep in it, to be perfectly
honest.
Either.
I can't figure out how to get in it.
I don't think you
could
sleep during the day.
Oh, that might be it. Okay.
And at nighttime,
like, you're lazy, you can't sleep.
At nighttime, I had built my campfire so far up the hill that I was like, I'll just hang out here all night.
I built my little shelter so close to my fire, I didn't know if that was why I couldn't get in it or not. But
I built mine close, too. I was like, for maximum warmth. Yeah. I don't know if that's really a thing.
Then I got burned a couple times trying to go in there.
He's like standing in the fire pit. I can't access it. Right on. I'm glad you got it. We'll have to play together.
Yeah, I'm down, since you finally accepted me on Steam as your friend.
What? You just sent that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real.
To be honest, it was about like a week or two ago, I think. So.
No evidence.
So what do we got?
Have you guys seen the trailer they released for the new Steam controller?
Lame!
Really?
Okay, my only thing is
his hands were obviously fake.
Yeah. No. That was so CG, bro.
I'm not 100% on it, because you never really can tell.
I think a standard controller would suit me better if I'm going to use a controller than a Steam controller.
You say that until you put it in your hand.
That's true.
Well, I would definitely try it before I buy it, because I'm not just going to go out and buy one. But if I'm going to use a controller, I am very, like, much more used to just, like, a 360 controller opposed to, like, that.
But,
and then, what do they mean, like, the best of both worlds? It's not a fucking mouse. It's a touchpad. It's like playing with a laptop.
It's more like emulating like a trackball kind of thing. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen some boss trackball players that boggle my mind.
Like some League of Legends pros. Yeah.
League of Legends pros. Like the one guy who plays Gragas. That guy is insane. I'm like spinning, like the control they have over that little ball on the mouse, man, boggles my mind.
Like, I think it looks really cool.
Cool.
I think with anything, like, it's just new, you're going to have to get used to
What's the price point on it, though?
$50. That's what they're out for pre-order right now. Everything, the Steam controller, the Steam Link, and I think some of the Steam boxes or the Steam machines are going to come out on November 10th. But if you pre-order them now, you'll get them on October 16th.
Nice. So.
It's $50. Actually, I think, like, the Steam Link and the Steam controller seems like an awesome combination.
It would be rad, and I've even thought about it.
And $100, that's not that bad. You're still going to be using your computer to actually play the game, or process the game.
There's a T-Rex approaching.
Jurassic World comes out this week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm gonna watch that.
Hey, so Josh.
Hey, so Peter.
You wanna watch that movie?
Without John, like all the other ones? Yeah, not bitter. Not bitter at all. Just kidding.
Do you want to go see it on Thursday?
Yes.
So,
hey, John, what's your schedule like?
Shitty.
Okay. Let's figure out what day he's working and then go there.
Like all of them. Yeah.
Steve Link.
Yeah, no, I think it looks cool. I don't know if I'll buy it. I'll let Peter buy it. And then I'll check it out, and then I'll decide if I want one.
I'm not going to buy it.
I'm definitely not going to pre-order it. I'm going to wait until somebody actually has it in their hands and can give a more fair review than just what Steam has released.
Well, I've seen some review videos from some of those things.
A lot of them were very finalized designs and stuff like that, too.
Well, it was a finalized design.
What made the design, but there's still, like, adjustments they were doing to it.
Yeah, because it seemed like everybody had an issue with it one way or the other. Like, it's too sensitive. It's not sensitive enough. And I'm like, how's that possible?
Well, when you watch that trailer, it shows about how it's all customizable. I thought that was one of the coolest things in the trailer. Like, customizable per game. And then, like, you can upload community profiles. Like, someone can make the best profile for a certain game and then upload it.
That's kind of rad. I would like to check it out. I'm gonna reserve my judgment because I've been a little harsh right out the gate. So I'm gonna take that back. I'm going to say, we will see. All right, we will see. I'm not sure. I'm iffy.
Have you guys heard about some of the E3 announcements that have been coming out for this next E3?
A few of them, but what?
I mean, I've got a fair list here, if you guys want to hear. So they're going to be making a new version of Battletoads.
Nice.
Then they're making, Nintendo is making an old school collection, and in it will be a HD remastered version of Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Prey 2. Apparently, they're renaming it
to Prey 2.5.
To something else. It hasn't been announced yet. Far Cry expansion, a game called Hero, which is supposed to be calling pretty cool. A remastering of Deus Ex.
Deus Ex.
Okay. Deus Ex and Mafia Gears of War 4. Star Fox.
Mafia Gears of War 4?
Yeah. A couple of these we touched on last week, but...
Did you say Mafia?
Mafia 3.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Mafia.
They're going to be talking about Battlefront there as well. Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
A new Tomb Raider game.
Yep.
The Last Guardian. And they'll be talking about Overwatch as well.
So is The Last Guardian a rumor, though, or is it actually... Because isn't that game been in development for, like, 10 years?
There's no image of it on this list. Every other game has an image.
But yeah.
I'm thinking that they're probably going to be like, we're putting more effort into this, and you'll see something soon.
Wasn't that going to be, like, a PS3 launch title or something like that?
But I feel like what probably was happening is they didn't predict the market really well, and then, like, PS4 came out, and we're like, oh, fuck, shit.
Nothing on Uncharted 4?
There's Uncharted 4 will probably, that's not on this list. There's
the teaser came out last year.
Yeah. Oh, and Fallout 4 as well will be there as well.
What if they're not even making the game? They just released a teaser and they're like, ha, nerds. Just put it out there to make y'all suffer.
That'd be the wrong derogatory term at E3. Well, everybody's a nerd.
are they geeks or nerds? Isn't there a difference? Like, don't some people take offense to, like, being called a nerd?
Some people take offense to being called anything.
True that.
John.
How dare you?
Well, you brought up Fallout 4. Did you guys watch that trailer?
Yes. It was a tease. Well, it was a gigantic tease. Some of the images they put out, though, of the, like, showing the environment, I mean, they really put a lot of effort in the environment. They put a lot more foliage in the game. The lighting is really good. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I think it looks pretty cool. I never finished Fallout 3, and I never played New Vegas, but...
Oh, you missed out.
New Vegas, sidetracked. King of the sidetrack.
Yeah. That was my problem with Fallout 3. I just ended up with all the side missions. You do good for a while,
and then you start doing shit, and then you go the wrong way, and then you realize that, like, the creatures you just got in the middle of are way too strong for you.
Well, that's the problem with New Vegas in general, because there's not really a storyline.
Yeah.
So get the chip. Not like
so it's really easy to get lost in the side missions.
Yeah, getting the chip is like the beginning of it, but like ultimately you decide what faction takes over New Vegas, but honestly you're a character that wakes up off the ground and gets shot in the head and then you determine who you are. You're just called the courier. No one other than that, you have no personality backstory or anything. Not like in Fallout 3 where you're the son of a great scientist who's trying to purify water. Like, it's not quite the same. But
gotcha.
It's still an amazing game. It is the king of sidetrack, mainly because you can just do kind of whatever you want, so...
And I was telling Adam last week after the thing, it's like, I got probably, you know...
Oh,
like,
sorry, Final Fantasy 15.
Woo!
Forgot about that.
Died a long
and they're
going to
be talking about The Division, which I've been waiting for two and a half years. Oh, my Lord.
Isn't that the one where it's...
Oh, my Lord. Really?
The release trailer was like the time lapse
of New York.
Yeah,
you really need to watch that. That's one of the best like teaser trailers I've ever seen.
It's not ringing the bell.
I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah,
it's a really good game. It's a post-apocalyptic, non-zombie related. It's set in New York. You can create a team of your friends and go through New York and scavenge. It's RPG first person shooter, class based. And there'll be PvP.
Yes.
It's a lot like DayZ. It has a lot of DayZ survival elements in it.
Can't you go third person, too?
You can go third person. Yeah,
yeah. I love those kind of
Are they going to come out with a good DayZ standalone?
Never.
Or a complete one. How about that?
As soon as Bohemian Interactive loses its license to make the game, I'm sure someone will make a good one. Because their engine just sucks. Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 2 is underwhelming.
Titanfall 2?
Yeah, it was overhyped at the beginning.
Titanfall... Two already.
Yeah, Titanfall 2. Titanfall was another one that was kind of overhyped.
Yeah.
One thing that really bothered me, I like robot games. Love them. I like giant robot games. You call a gigantic robot out from space. From space! It lands on top of a building, the building doesn't blow up? What kind of retarded ass shit is that?
It's like Iron Man. It slows down.
Yeah. Well,
no, it should land on the top, but it should be accessed in the ground floor. You have to go into the lobby.
Joe Montana Football 16.
Woo!
Yeah.
Need for Speed.
Zero fucks. Not for Need for Speed, though. Need for Speed's awesome.
Infinite Crisis. will come to PS4.
Really?
Yeah.
It just got canceled.
Yeah, I saw that.
It got canceled and it's ending in August.
Just recently officially launched on PC, although it had been in beta for quite some time beforehand. Since the Xbox One was blah blah something 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 yada 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 yada.
Something.
Unfortunately,
something. Dark side.
It will be one of those awkward moments. And okay, this is stupid. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't really care about Infinite Crisis just in general, but
it's just a DC
MOBA. They're making another UFC game. You know. Lame. I think I hit all the good titles.
Yeah, we're in
Lost Odyssey 2.
Nobody gives. Well, like, somebody probably does.
Some people might. Some people might.
If you give fucks, I'm sorry.
And of course, there's going to be an array of technology announcements that we're not going to hear about until the day of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Valve is obviously going to be there, and they're probably going to talk about, hopefully, Half-Life 3, but you never know.
I'm sure that whole episode will be just about E3 that week, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe even the following episode, too. I don't know. Do you guys have anything else? Oh, we didn't talk about the Steam refunds.
Oh, yeah.
So Steam is now offering refunds. If you purchase the game within 2 weeks of purchase and you've played the game for less than 2 hours of total play time, then you can refund it for either store credit or however you originally paid for it.
In fact, if you left the window open.
I just want to say that Steam refunded games before. So...
Well, then they've redone their policies. Yeah. is the thing.
I'm just making sure that everyone's clear on that they've refunded before, so it's not a new thing that they've never done before. I've only had to refund a game once, and it's because I accidentally purchased it. Yeah. And I didn't install it or play it, which I'm sure they know.
Well, how easy was it to get a refund before this?
Call support took about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't take very long at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a way to, if you still have to call them, or it says upon request, so I guess you have to, on their website, you can issue a refund. So that makes things a little bit easier then. It makes it, the idea, from what I've seen, is just so people are more willing to try games, that there's less risk involved then.
Yeah, well, especially when it comes to pre-order, you're not so hesitant about pre-ordering only things you want to, like, you know you're going to play. It's like, okay, yeah, this game I might be interested in, so I'll pre-order it. If I don't like it in the first 2 hours, I can absolutely go back and just be, you know what, not a fan. Please give me my money back.
Right.
There's most games I have to say that I think I've usually given them more than 2 hours before I've been like, ah, screw this game.
You probably should, unless it's a really fucking bad game, and then that was you're just bad for buying
it. Just bunk as fuck, and you're just like, oh, man, I screwed up.
Or it didn't work. I mean, that's a bigger issue on Linux, whereas some games, even if they are made for Linux, they just don't work for whatever reason.
Well, and you have so many kernels as well.
Right.
And then drivers compatibility isn't universal across all of those kernels. So
that's helpful. I've purchased a couple games that just didn't work. I never looked into refunds before.
I got a game called Dwarves. Could only install it once. Never been able to install it again.
Really?
Fucking terrible. I only got to play it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I was thinking too, from like a performance standpoint, you get it on and realize you can't play it at a level you want to play it, then it would be awesome to be able
happened
to
happened to Adam
it.
With Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Just upgraded my computer. Still can't play that fucking game. So upset.
Or you buy it, and then it goes on sale again the next day.
Yeah.
Which is actually something they have in the terms as something that you can do. They don't consider that abuse, so...
But if you've played it more
than
2 hours...
Well, I'm going to abuse it even if it's not abuse.
If you've played it more than 2 hours before it goes on sale, then you're still screwed.
Possibly. It says that that's not like a hard and fast rule. You can still try to issue a refund.
Additionally, you could argue more than that you started the game and left it on.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You can easily argue that case.
Because but, that first, like, first-time startup, you start first-time startup, start a walk away, and then go somewhere, come back.
All right.
Well, what do you got for us?
Refund.
The game I was going to talk about
was
is...
gonna? You changed your mind?
No, well, actually, I did change my mind, but I wasn't going to bring that one up for a couple weeks. It's called Night Terrors. It's an augmented reality survival horror game. It's on Indiegogo right now.
Frightening as fuck. My girlfriend's going to love it. She loves that kind of shit. Like,
yeah.
It looks really fun.
It says their aim is to create the scariest game ever made.
It's hard, man.
Oh, yeah, it's hard. But
Amnesia the Dark Descent is pretty scary.
So the way this game works, I'll post a video on the website, but the way this game works pretty much is it looks like you just turn out all the lights in your house and you basically walk around with your phone. It uses your phone's camera and accelerometer.
I think it uses the flash too.
Yeah, the LED.
I think they're doing that for not only for mood but for ray tracing.
Probably. Yeah. For technical reasons.
I just like that since it has full control over all those functions, like the flash, for instance, it starts like flashing the flash.
Yeah.
So it creates like a strobe effect where it goes dark and then light, and like it could get pretty intense, man. Like especially if you have a pretty dark house. Like, if we went in the downstairs, for instance, at night in my house and had everything shut off, it could get pretty...
So then as you're walking downstairs, you're looking into the screen of your phone, and you're hearing... Because like, there's audio is a huge deal in this game, too. And there's, like, in one of the trailers, there's just, like, an old radio talking in the background, you know, telling you where to go and what to do kind of thing. And then you'd be walking down the stairs or something, and just a fucking ghost would fly up at you. Or that one where there was just, like, two red glowing eyes over the dude's shoulder.
That would be... It looks creepy, man. Like, I don't know. It looks like a heart attack.
I like how there are all of the CG is actually people in costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it like movie effects, they were saying, which seemed really rad.
Well, they add a little bit of computer fluff to it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like the
slow
moving
it down,
cloth.
Make it a little more spookier looking.
More ethereal.
It says, gameplay is deceptively simple. You only have two things to do. One, save the girl, and two, survive. And you just kind of left to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, well, they
sounds
said
like
basically,
you have a win condition and a lose condition.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I think they were saying in the videos that basically you just can't get too close to any of the ghosts or ghouls, right?
So you kind
of
got to run away from them.
Yeah,
so
you have to run away.
You're running through your house with all the lights out, holding the phone.
I'm telling
just
you,
saying you're gonna want a hefty case.
They're gonna get sued hella hard.
You're gonna trip and someone's gonna fucking die.
They're gonna be like, I was playing your game and I tripped and fell and landed on a kitchen knife.
Yeah, they want a strong disclaimer at the beginning of that. Like,
yeah.
A, might cause epilepsy, or, you know, give you
epileptic
seizures.
Seizures. Yeah.
And then, or no, it'll cause it, you know, just give you epilepsy. or you know, may cause death or serious injury. And we're not responsible for your cell phone.
If you have that, though. Like, you're playing the game, and something fucking scares you, and you trip, you fucking break an arm or a leg.
Yeah.
And then it's even more scary, because your phone's on, and you're like,
yeah.
Especially if you play it with a bunch of people, then you'd be, like, running all over each other.
That would be cool if it could interact with other people. So I could, like, turn around and look at you, Peter, and there'd be a ghost behind you. I'd be like, behind you!
That's what I was trying to see, if there's any way to link
like,
up the
like
phones.
Like a multiplayer.
But, yeah, I can't find anything like that. Right now,
roommates should be able to play with roommates.
Right now, they're working on it for iPhones, but then Android's going to be the next platform they work on. Assuming that they make the Indiegogo, that's the only problem here. They about 53% funded. And they have 8 days to go.
You can do it.
They're looking for 70,000, and they've got 37,000 right now. So, but it's not bad. $5 gets you a copy of the game. And actually, I thought this was pretty cool. If you pledge $25, you get name personalization. So like the ghosts and
the girl,
cool, or the girls and stuff like that will say
Adam,
your name.
Adam.
Yeah, it's personalized to you. So
that would be
cool. That's a whole nother level of creepiness there. Yeah.
Just hear somebody upstairs like, yeah, say my name, ghost. And it's like, what?
And there's also some, if you wanted to give more, like $150 gets your face on one of, like, you send in a picture of your face and you become one of the ghosts.
Yeah, I saw the $2,500 is a deadhead and you become one of the main demons in the game.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of super cool. I don't have $2,500 just to throw at people.
I don't think they need to do much to your face to make that work, John.
I know. I've got a face for radio.
A face for being a demon.
No, I don't.
Demon
I'm
face.
Glorious. I'm beautiful.
I think this game has a whole lot of potential. I don't know how well it actually will be implemented once it comes out.
Trying to make the best horror game. That's a You're toting a lot right there. That's a high, a tall order, you know.
You are, but putting it in where you're in your own house and like you're fuck seeing that. Shit happening.
Never sleeping again.
Like I think that adds another level of depth to it.
I feel like it's those comics that you see about spiders, where they see a spider on their shoe and then they burn down their house. I feel that's exactly what I would do. I would scream like a little girl, run outside, and go get the petrol, and then just light my house on fire.
Take that, your mother.
Go get the petrol.
But I hope they do get funded, because I'm going to pledge the $5.
Is it available for Windows Phone?
No.
Well, then.
Like, you'd want to play that game on yours. It would be even more scary with how your screen's fucked up.
It's all cracked. It'd just add another layer of realism. It would,
there you go.
Everything has a spider web.
The cobwebs are everywhere.
Is this Indiegogo campaign?
Yeah.
So they have flex funding, so they'll be able to fund whatever they don't make.
So even okay.
Like, even if they don't meet their goal, that was one of the things that Travis told us about, was even if you don't meet your goal on Indiegogo, you can still apply that money to it.
Nice. So they'll still get whatever they got pledged so far, at least.
Yeah, it's not like Kickstarter where you lose it all.
Right.
So close. Losers, delete.
This would be a really cool thing to, like, just... It would have to be it would have to be set up just at the right time and stuff. You'd have to plan for this shit, but it could be really fucking awesome.
Yeah,
bigger the house, the better, probably too.
If you get it, you come over.
Yeah,
we'll get scared together. We'll hold hands. Do you get one of those cell phone things that like you can slide your cell phone into for like glasses?
Yeah,
that way you're not tempted to pull it away from your eyes.
Oh, that's worse.
yeah, you got to live that shit.
Somebody in one of the reviews was saying that the sounds are the worst part of this game. Like that's what the scariest part is.
The worst and best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you see them with headphones, so obviously for the best like sound, you're just gonna want to use that. Like, that way, it's more immersive. You know, you don't have any ambient like outside noise that you're just hearing, like a baby crying. Actually, that would help.
The baby crying
in the distance.
They're using immersive binaural audio. So I guess it's spatial.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to make you just feel more into the
3D audio is big on for immersion. I mean, if you want to have
kind of necessary, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely, so. Yeah. The only time it doesn't really make sense is in a 2D game. It's just 2D audio at that point. You can use 3D audio so that you can get forward and backward, but at that point it's not really that apparent.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear something behind you and then look behind you in a 2D side scroll. You're just like, what?
Oh, they are working on a Windows Phone one.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. You get $5 now, mother...
It says Android development will follow iOS and then Windows Phone after that.
Good, because I was going to say the Windows...
Hopefully they're doing it for Windows 10, because no one's going to be using Windows 8. Windows 8.1.
You're getting a new phone anyway. That's what you've been saying.
Yeah, but the thing is my insurance is for another Windows phone.
Gotcha.
You bringing up Windows 10 reminds me of something.
What's that?
I don't have the icon on my screen to get Windows 10.
Do you have Windows 8?
I do. I have Windows 8.1.
Weird. It'll come. Windows will make sure you see that. Wait. Is that that's not a hacked version of Windows?
No, this is legit.
It's legitimate. It's all good. I got a code,
but my desktop is, and it has the icon.
Oh, cool! Well, luckily it's free, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's really all I got in this game. It's really awesome. Like it maps cool, your house, man, as you're walking around,
and like the picture's falling off the wall. Yeah, and then you look down with the phone, and then you look up, and it's still on the wall, and you're just like, creepy. It does a pretty good job. Like, it's cool.
It does. It's really cool. I think it's probably...
I think if they had network support in the game, it would add a lot. Like, especially it'd be more of a party game. Because honestly, I don't feel like I would want to play that game. If it's going to be the scariest game in the world, and then you're in your house by yourself...
Dude, we could play it in the park, like, by our house.
Oh!
Through the trees and shit.
Oh, my Lord.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would it recognize those objects, though? Because it looked like it was...
I think it's designed to recognize houses.
Probably designed for in your house, but
to
it would still be
depth
worth
and map it to try
just
it.
To see ghosts coming through the trees and shit.
Well, like if I think if the trees were dense enough, it would be able to at least, you know, make up some of it.
It'll put just like a random picture on one of the trees.
Well, honestly, if they could make it look like someone was like looking around a tree at you, I would be scared shitless. I've been scared enough by movies to be like think there are people outside and like run around your house and lock all your doors. Yeah. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids.
They're coming for you.
Yeah, no.
I get what you're saying. I wouldn't really want to play it by myself either, but that definitely does add to the scare factor also.
Yeah, if you like you shitting yourself, then you this know. Is your this
Nobody's
is your
home. I think I'll go for a heart attack.
Oh, man, screw
It'd
that.
Be interesting to see, too, how long the game is. I couldn't see anywhere.
And its replayability.
Here. Yeah.
I'm hoping that since it's kind of a dynamic, the more dynamic a game is, the more replayability it has, unless it's like a competitive game.
But. Yeah.
But obviously, this is not a competitive.
Right, that ghost again. I already got this. Yeah. I've already run from this one.
Bro, will you just stop? Actually, that's one of the enemies. Is a Bromancer.
Bromancer?
Bromancer.
But I'll have the video and the link up on the website. The game's called Night Terrors. So it's on Indiegogo.
I have Night Terrors.
Do you?
No.
He's going to have Night Terrors about Night Terrors.
I will after that.
So, Peter, what game do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to be talking about Overwatch.
Nice.
It is a Blizzard's first-person shooter. Well, I mean, it wouldn't have been their first shooter if StarCraft Ghost came out, but Blizzard fans had to fuck that up by pirating it. But this is going to be a MOBA-like first-person shooter where you have tons of characters. There's about 20 of them announced right now that all have different roles. So you'll have offensive characters, defensive characters, and support characters. You'll be going into two different game modes with several really beautiful maps. The two game modes are essentially assault. It's called payload in this game, where you, as the assaulting team or the offensive team, you're moving a large bomb to a point, and the defensive team is trying to slow you down or stop you before the time runs out. Or, you know, rather, they're trying to keep you busy until the time runs out. And
right.
Then you lose. And then there's point capture, which is just like any other game, where there are different points along the map, and you're trying to hold them kind of like King of the Hill, and the more points that you hold, the more points you generate, and whoever has the most points at the end of the time limit wins, or whoever reaches the cap wins.
The cinematic trailer for this looks beautiful.
Well, they've always done really good cinematic stuff. I mean, even when I wasn't playing World of Warcraft, I always watched the entrance trailer because they do such a good job. I think that it's mainly live action, the World of Warcraft movie that they're putting out.
Yes, yeah. The new movie will be mainly live action.
Yeah, but it will. They're going to put a lot of their amazing talent into that, I imagine. But in the gameplay, the gameplay trailer is also epic to watch because they give you a showcase of all of the different characters, and they're all really unique.
Yeah, I haven't seen the gameplay trailer. I think the cinematic trailer is the one we watched.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We watched as a group that one.
Yeah.
The gameplay trailer looks really good. Now, is this all first person?
Yeah. No, it's mainly third person.
Is it
the gameplay trailer? Some of it's third person. Some of it's. I think.
Does
some
it
of
depend on like the character you're
I think
playing?
It does.
Like if he's like a melee, is it third? And if you're a shooter, then it's first.
I think so. Yeah. I think also Hanzo, who has a bow, is sometimes third person. But Mercy is definitely first person. Zarya, anybody that has a gun, Tracer, who is the super fast one that can go back in time.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have Reaper, who's just kind of like... Did you guys ever watch the movie Equilibrium?
Yes.
Yeah, so the gun stances?
Yeah.
So the Reaper's ultimate is pretty much the gun kata. He's got two guns. He's kind of morphing through it. And then they have Pharaoh, who is like a huge, tanky kind of person with a large, like, mallet. Widowmaker, who has a grappling hook, and she has a sniper rifle. It's crazy mobility and high damage. Like, just being able to escape like that in this kind of game is going to be really interesting. Winston, who is a gigantic gorilla with glasses, and his ultimate is what I'm calling them for now anyway. It makes him like enrages him, and he has red eyes and goes through and just starts, you know, pounding on you with his fists.
Little ground and pound.
Round pound.
Yeah, I'm watching the gameplay trailer right now.
I really want to play De Bjorn. Torbjorn or Torb? I can't. I don't know.
I know Bjorn for sure.
I think it's Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
He is like the engineer of the game, and that ultimate.
See the old guy.
He's the dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And he becomes an avatar essentially, and then he has a turret that he can upgrade with one of his weapons, and then when he's in his ultimate, he can upgrade it really fast, and then upgrade it to its highest point where it's essentially just a killing machine.
Nice.
Kind of like Heimerdinger's ult, just all of a sudden has a huge turret.
Yes, exactly. And he kind of plays exactly like the engineer. Like, his playstyle is like the engineer from Team Fortress.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, they're taking League of Legends and other MOBAs and mixing it with, like, Team Fortress. At least the playstyle.
It looks like the art and animation in it looks really, really good.
I know.
And the playstyle looks really fun. It's definitely next-gen,
yeah.
It looks really fast.
Definitely next-gen graphics, and the playstyle is going to be really fun. And then you got characters like Mercy, who's like the medic of the group, but she also has wings so she can fly around. And so each one is super unique as far as the experience that you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what you come to expect when you play games. Like, we play a lot of League of Legends.
Yeah.
I play Dota. Like, going back, every MOBA, you want a unique experience with each character. And if there's not a unique experience, then it just kind of feels bland. And I mean, given their track record, most likely this game's going to be really good.
It is a really beautiful game. Like,
and I mean, this kind of is a replacement, because they were going to make a game called Titan, or at least that was the code name for a long time, and it was in their list of games they were working on for like 10 years, and then they dropped it. And then, you know, a year later they announced this game. So some people that think that it is Titan, and some people think that it was this a concurrent thing that they were working on that they never really told.
Is it just me, or does McCree look like Yasuo, the Western Yasuo skin?
Oh, exactly.
It looks just like him.
McCree's really cool.
Looks really cool.
He's a Western character, has pistols.
Kind of like a poncho capey thing.
Exactly. He kind of also looks like the Western version of... What's that character with the shotgun?
Oh, Graves.
Graves, yeah. He kind of looks like Graves as well. I think that Bastion will be a really interesting one, because he can turn himself into a turret and then put a shield in front of him. He becomes an immobile turret just for one of his transformations.
Nice.
And it looks really interesting. That, and they just put a lot of effort into the lighting and graphics on their maps. All the maps are just gorgeous. The environment, honestly, is more interesting than the characters.
I was thinking that the environment is what really looks amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They only have shown a couple of maps so far, but just the maps that they've shown kind of piques your interest, just with how much effort they put into the immersive qualities of the game. I mean, and that's one of the things, is like with Counter-Strike's an amazing game. They have really good map design and stuff, but the levels themselves aren't that immersive. They're not gorgeous looking.
They're not beautiful. There's nothing off in the distance. They're generally have buildings all the way around or something, so that you can't see off into the distance at all.
Yeah, and they do cheap, like, they don't really have any reflections or anything like that. They have cheap reflections where they, like, essentially put a static texture on the glass that you're seeing, but it's not actually a reflection of what's actually in front of the glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that it's more performant, but it doesn't look cool.
Exactly.
But this is kind of a cel-shaded game, just like Team Fortress. It's got not only a similar playstyle, but a similar feel, because it's if you watch the gameplay trailer, sorry, not the gameplay trailer, but the teaser trailer, you'll see that it's also kind of comical. Because that's one thing you learn just like in game development. You know, a game doesn't have to be serious to be competitive, and that's kind of where Team Fortress is, and that's what they're trying to do here, is they're trying to make an immersive world with interesting qualities and kind of funny, but also really badass characters.
Yeah, and the abilities are really cool, and it's just a fun new take on the MOBA playstyle. Like,
And with games that we played in the past, kind of like Global Offensive, Global Agenda, you remember that game?
Yeah, I do.
So, I mean, it's got a similar feel to Global Agenda, but I don't know, there were some things about Global Agenda that I didn't really appreciate, and I feel like they're doing similar things here, but they're doing them better, and with better complementing game mechanics.
God, even the movement, like the archery guy, like running up the wall.
Oh my God! Yes,
the agility.
Yeah, no, his moves are really cool. And actually, his ultimate, he charges up his bow and then shoots like the spirit arrow that explodes, and like a dragon will come out and then like fly through.
Yeah, I saw the dragon in the trailer. Like it kind of spins as it comes out. Yeah, that was awesome.
And his name's Hanzo. I mean, you can't ever.
Now, is this going to be a free to play or a pay?
I'm not aware of its pay model right now.
Yeah,
I think that it's probably going to be paid because, I mean, Blizzard doesn't do free to play that well. I mean, besides Hearthstone, which would be their first free to play game, I'd imagine.
Isn't WoW free to play now or something?
I don't think so. Like you can get like hacked free to play servers, but
yeah,
and you can get a starter kit where you can pay for play for.
I would pay for this game if it's one time purchase. I don't know if I could pay monthly.
No, I don't think they'll monthly. Do that.
Yeah.
I mean, World of Warcraft is probably the only game that they're going to do that with, unless they make another huge MMORPG.
I was going to say, the monthly pay model is so outdated. Most people don't want to pay that anymore. Like, because after a certain amount of months, it's just like, wow, this is.
I feel like people that are doing it on World of Warcraft are only doing it because they're so addicted, hopelessly,
to World
of Warcraft that they have to do it.
Well, we have, like, this 78-year-old guy at my work. He plays World of Warcraft. He has since the very first one came out, like, the first... he played it in beta.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's like, so what's that, like, 9 years now or something? He's
like, I've been playing it for, like, almost a decade.
His name's Tom. He's, like, the master gardener. He's super old, and I'm just like, I can't... He's like, I gotta do PvE now, though, because those 12-year-old kids be killing you all the time. I was dying, though. I was like, man, so many people you wouldn't suspect play World of Warcraft.
To give people a sense of what the world is like in this, I'm just going to read a little blurb from their website. Welcome to Overwatch. Soldiers, scientists, adventurers, oddities. In a time of global crisis, an international task force of heroes banded together to restore peace to a war-torn world. And that's kind of what you're getting yourself into as far as the story of the game, or at least the background of the game, because there's probably not going to be a story. There's going to be background on each character, and there might be some interchanges, just like in any MOBA, where there'll be rivalries between characters or relationships between characters.
God, Reinhardt looks super cool. Super big, beefy dude with the mallet.
Yeah, no, Reinhardt looks
with
really
the shield
cool
and shit. Like, got myself a Reinhardt boner right now.
I honestly am most excited for Hanzo. Hanzo, or I'm going to butcher this, I swear.
Torbjorn?
Zenyatta? I think it's Zenyatta? He's the guy, he's a floating multi-handed monk that looks slightly robotic with balls.
Yeah,
that
he has like a Master Yi face and a Rise look.
I know. Kind of glowing. He looks very zen. I mean, he's got zen in his fucking
Well, his ultimate ability where he has like all the golden hands like and the orbs floating around him and they're all gold, looks super super Buddha.
You know, Symmetra looks Oh, no, actually, no, I remember Symmetra now. She's got a cool teleporter pad ability, and then these awesome, like, laser turrets that she can put on walls that'll shoot people that try to cross the threshold and do massive damage. So she looks like another support character that's going to hold points with Reinhardt. Like, you get Reinhardt in a bottleneck, so he can just keep people from getting in there and then put her right behind him, or Mercy.
He has a super sweet charge ability where he'll, like, he'll dash and shoulder slam into a wall with a player. And then his hammer, his mallet, shoots, like, energy
in a wave in front of him,
yeah.
It looks really cool. All the animations are very clean, which...
Even Reaper's ultimate, where he does the gun kata spins, like, looks so cool.
And actually, if you go on their website now, they have every character listed in a grid. And if you click on them, it actually, just like League of Legends, shows each ability.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah. I've just been clicking on different characters. I'm looking at Winston right now.
Winston's pretty cool. I like the whole... Because his idle animation is him sitting there, and then he'll just take his finger and then shove his glasses up onto his face. Nice. So, I mean... And in the teaser trailer... his glasses fall on the ground, and another character steps on them and breaks them as, like, an insult, and then his eyes go red, and then he, like, pumps up his chest like a gorilla and starts beating the crap out of the guy.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I like him. He kind of reminds me of Beast. You know, like smart.
Yeah, from the X-Men. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, and doesn't Beast wear glasses in some of the comic books? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very intelligent.
I don't remember Zarya. He looks sort of new.
It's a chick. That is some big titted armor, man.
Zarya?
Alexandra, yeah.
Oh.
It's got a particle cannon, particle barrier, projected barrier, ultimate ability, gravitation surge. I'm going to watch that.
Oh, projected barrier. She shoots a shield, like, circular barrier around a player and protects them, and they can fire out of it, so it's just like Reaper just standing there shooting, and she's covering him. That's so cool, man.
Nice. That's awesome.
Her ultimate ability, gravitation surge, she fires a projectile, and then where it lands, it pulls everything into the center of it.
Sounds like Orianna.
I think if you did that with Reinhard and then just like slammed a whole group of people into the wall and then had someone like Hanzo do that dragon thing.
Oh, good Lord.
Dude, the ultimates are real.
That's awesome. It's like a little black hole.
The ultimates are so real.
Oh man!
I'm already designing my ultimate team, my AOE ultimate team.
Yeah, AOE for the win, man. Mass CC. That's what it's about. Lock people down so that they can't stop you from wrecking their face.
I think Tracer might be one of the funner ones to play. She looks like she'll be really squishy, but the ability to, you know, to shoot really fast, blink forward, and then recall backwards, essentially, not really time warp, but kind of zoom backwards to
rewind her own movements, yeah.
With, like, a huge bomb as her ultimate. Pulse bomb, just boom. I mean, simple, but elegant, you know? Explosive and deadly.
I love explosives. Yeah, no, the game looks really clean. It looks really, really fun, and I will play it, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I got. You should definitely check it out. You can sign up for betas. Right now is going to be... Open beta is going to be pretty soon.
Just did.
I did as well.
And just go to Battle.net.com or just go to Overwatch.com and sign up. Or Battle.net. Battle.net, rather.
Yeah, you can do it right on the Overwatch website, too. You just have to log in.
Google search Overwatch, and you'll find it,
yeah,
too. That's
absolutely. And at least watch the gameplay trailer. You won't be disappointed.
And then watch the theatrical trailer, because it'll give you an animation erection.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll probably post both those on the website. They seem like you should watch both of them. So,
enjoy.
Nice.
Enjoy.
So, into gadgets.
So... Who's been in the outback in the middle of nowhere and been like, darn it, I wish I had me some internet?
I've never been to the outback.
I haven't either. But Josh has. And he wished he had internet while he was out there in the outback fighting off lizards and rattler snakes. So Google is trying to get a handle on this free internet business. It's been talked about by them. It's something they've always wanted to do.
Along with the Parkinson's spoon.
Yeah, which is amazing. That thing is so cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Never spill your cereal again. I could use one of those sometimes, man. Get the shakes. No. so they came out, and they now have their project. It's called Google Loon. I mean, they unveiled it in about 2013, so it's not like brand new or anything. But it's just now really getting like off the ground. So they've basically done all their research and their work and came up with everything they want. Like, on how to use it, like, the mechanics of what they're going to do exactly to try to achieve free internet for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Starts with acquisitions, actually.
What?
They buy another company that's already doing it. And then, and then they finish it out and take credit for it.
That's what I would do.
You can go look at Google acquisitions and kind of guess at what they're doing for the next 20 years, honestly.
Yeah.
So they're basically going to be... using balloons.
Yay!
Massive balloons. Okay. So, and they're going to fly them up into the stratosphere about twice the height of weather and airplanes and creatures so that they will be comfortably out of the way of everything. And since there will be no weather there, they're going to be using solar panels to power the devices on it. And the solar panels are... going to be like high efficiency monocrystalline solar cells, and they're mounted at a steep angle on the box so that even in wintertime and high altitudes they get really good access to sunlight.
Yeah.
And then there's one on each side, one on each face, so that no matter the orientation of the balloon, it's always charging the batteries for nighttime, as well as taking all of the power for the day. So the batteries won't be used at all until nighttime. And then it's just got lithium-ion batteries in the unit itself. The envelope is what they're calling the balloon. Will be able to stay in the air for 100 days consecutively, which is pretty impressive. And then when it is time for the balloon to come back down so that they can switch it out, it's basically just going to release gas from the envelope to bring the balloon down to Earth in a controlled descent. But if for some reason it were to just break into a free fall on the top of the envelope, the balloon, there is a parachute.
Nice.
Which will deploy if it starts. It's basically got
an accelerometer. How big is the actual device minus the balloon?
The device itself, they did not
specify.
Yes, but the balloon is 15 meters wide and 12 meters tall.
So
massive.
Is the device inside of the balloon?
No. The device hangs off the bottom with the solar panels, and the device is actually wedged right in between the solar panels.
Right.
And then it's going to be using, basically it's going to be giving out LTE.
Nice. What, like 4G? Or?
They didn't say 4G or 3G, they just said LTE internet. So I think because it's based off of like cell towers it can reach and their network and stuff like that with other cell towers, I think it's probably going to depend on what they're piggybacking off of to be able to do it. But they've already signed contracts with tons of major cell carriers to be able to do this. So
I'm curious, does it discuss how they get them up there? Do they just float up into the stratosphere? Or
so they set them up on the ground, and then they inflate them, and then they let them go. And they float up to the stratosphere. And then once in the stratosphere, it has all the electronics inside are going to be like, so it's got like a geolocator and all that kind of stuff so that it knows where it's at.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it will be able to raise or lower itself into different wind streams in the stratosphere because it's just a bunch of different direction running like currents.
That was so awesome.
It is. Yeah. And so they can just lower into a different wind current and send it on a different path to keep it where they want it to be.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. It's such a good idea.
And also, I'd imagine they'd be capturing a bunch of telemetry about the stratosphere.
May as well.
Yeah.
But the oxygen up there in the stratosphere is 1% of that of sea level.
The atmosphere.
The stratosphere.
No, the atmosphere is 1%. It's not the oxygen that's 1%. It's the atmosphere thickness that's 1%.
Oh, okay.
Atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, there you go.
Which makes it can get down to negative 90 degrees Celsius. So these things have to be, like, super capable to withstand cold temperatures so that they can continue on. They have light aluminum-framed body, which is what holds the solar panels and the wireless routers as well as all the other necessary electronics they need.
Nice. Batteries and such.
Yeah, and it's because they were just saying, I think I might have mentioned it early on, just the fact about the internet that 1 in 3 people don't have it.
So yeah.
2/3 of the world have no internet. And they're saying in some areas it's 1 in 3, but some places it's more like 1 in 1,000, and others it's more like 1 in 10,000 has access to the internet. And they were talking, it's not just to give people internet. They're like farmers would be able to share more information to help maximize crops and harvests.
Because, how so exactly?
Because they'd be able to share all of their just all of their information on, like, about the farming. So they're just saying by being able to link up and talk about it and being able to share what's working, what's not, just help everybody.
Like, just to give them internet because usually don't have internet that far out from anybody else.
Just to give them internet. So, like, they had a New Zealand farmer because New Zealand's one of the test areas as well as Southern California. And for the farmer, he's just like, one thing I do every week is check the weather so I know when it's not raining. But he's like, it takes sometimes 10 minutes to load a page, and sometimes you can't connect at all. And he's like, and there's just no option for solid internet where he is.
10 minutes to load a page? Fuck that.
Yeah. And he's like, so you click on something, and then you walk away, and he's like, you go do something else, and you come back, and then hope it loaded and didn't time out. And so he was one of the first areas they tested, and they had some Google people there, and they launched some balloons and then got them all going and then had him log in to the internet, and he logged in and loaded a page, and it loaded up right away, and he was like, that was fast. That didn't take 10 minutes at all. More like 10 seconds. No.
such a cool idea. They're saying that people, 1 in 3 people don't have access to secondary schools.
Yeah.
And so they're saying people could do it online now.
Well, with and internet with, access. With areas like that that are most likely impoverished, they're probably getting, like, donations, like tablets and stuff that don't have internet. Most of those tablets that they send to third world countries, they just put all of the apps they'll think those people need, like encyclopedias and learning tools. Yeah, I did that small PC. Tools. Yeah, exactly.
Be donated.
Exactly. So, it, I mean, if they have wireless capabilities in those, you know, tablets, spend the money, but not for the service, and the service is going to be free by Google, then you know, then you're there's a, that opens up an entire world, you know, for those people.
It does, and it's one of those things that, like, could you imagine not having internet? Could you imagine how much it could change people's lives if they did have internet?
My internet went out, like, last week for, like, 3 hours. It fucking sucked.
Right? What am I going to do, read a book?
I just went to sleep.
Oh, it's bedtime.
The world is dead.
Yeah, but I mean, the balloons are massive. 15 meters wide, 12 meters tall, fully inflated.
Well, because they're going to expand as they get higher up.
What gas are they filled with?
It doesn't say. It just says gas. So I would guess some kind of
hexane, lighter than air. Very gas. Flammable.
I think we should just get a bunch of Hindenburg balloons up in the sky, you know?
Some hydrogen up in this bitch.
Did you talk at all about them crashing or anything?
Yeah, so the parachute that releases. Yeah, we talked about it, if they did happen to drop into a free fall.
Because I was reading this article about, like, a few of them have crashed. They have crashed and, like, scared the shit out of people because they didn't know what they were. Until, like, Google engineers show up.
Oh, my God.
Like, to retrieve
them.
They're
aliens. Now, did it crash or did it parachute?
I think it parachuted, but still, if you don't know anything about this, all of a sudden this little box parachutes into your
backyard.
Whatever,
I'd be, like, dismantling the solar panels and be like, yeah, they weren't there.
Then all these Google execs roll up in here.
I would
just, they gave him a T-shirt, the people.
Whatever, I would be like, so this is my property, and this is also now my balloon. Yeah. Finders,
like,
keepers.
Nope, I didn't see nothing.
Landed on my property.
Yeah.
Do they own? Job. Can you own things in the stratosphere? Because if it falls out of the stratosphere and well, onto ground, I mean, maybe they
need
don't
to give
own
internet
anymore.
To North Korea. That's not, you know, what do you call it? Where they
censor?
Yeah, uncensored internet. Let them go look for. Look at some shit themselves.
And they're going to find out if you connect to the wireless and then kill your entire family. that's not even a joke. That might even be a real
joke. Well, Google can start using grenade balloons and fly them over North Korea.
War on Google.
Yeah. Kill people for using our free internet. We'll slay you. No. It seems like a really neat idea, in my opinion. I would hope that... Because right now they're focusing on areas that don't have internet access. Mm-hmm. And right now their goal is basically to get internet around the southern hemisphere, continuous, uninterrupted internet.
This article that I'm reading says that they currently launch about 20 balloons per day.
Yeah.
Which I guess just for testing.
Yeah, and the test areas still don't have continuous because there are gaps in service where balloons won't be in the right spot at the right time. But that's what they're trying to update. That's what they're trying to fix, to basically get a continual circle of balloons that are rotating.
Because it says last June, a balloon crashed into power lines in a remote area of Washington, cutting power to a handful of nearby residents.
Damn. So there's some...
There's some glitches.
Whatever, Google can afford it. Gave them all T-shirts. It's cool.
One crashed in Mexico, and then a South American farmer found one.
Dude, and he kept it, right? Taking this to the farmer's market, I'm going to sell it.
So now I know if one of these falls into my backyard.
It's yours. Finders, keepers. Finders, keepers. What do you mean? The balloon says it's right.
Prove it. And I'll be like, here's these Google Maps satellites.
If it lands in my backyard, I'm going to be like, get my screwdriver set. I'm like, find the low jack in that thing and rip it the fuck out.
Throw it into the back of a truck that drives down the road. And just
Well, couldn't you? I mean, you could just take...
Yeah, just go to the gas station and then just... put it in the bottom of someone's car.
Probably just remove its power source.
I feel like Google probably shows up fairly quickly.
Probably. They've been tracking it probably for a while.
They're Googling it.
Where'd it go?
They got lost. They followed the maps and they got lost.
Google Maps is always where it is.
I wonder what the costs of these things are. I did not get into that.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to find out how much this shit costs. I can't imagine it's overly expensive, because it says that they're using polyethylene plastics to make the envelope or the balloon itself, so that they're very lightweight. They look kind of like clear trash bags, you know, like the really cheap clear trash bags that they use for, like,
but it has businesses. To be so lightweight because of how thin the atmospheric pressure is up there.
Yeah, which is one thing. They have to keep all the components on board very minimal.
Right.
Just like the solar sail.
The solar sail. When do we get our piece? When do we get it, Adam?
It's still got a while.
Yeah, we got to gat some fools.
June 24th is the last day of the.
Is that the funding. Okay.
And then we'll get. I've been getting updates regularly.
Mm. I see updates. Nice. Yeah,
I can forward them to you.
I would like to know.
I would. Donate $1.
Can you still donate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a Kickstarter.
We've all donated $1 at this point. You're the only one that hasn't. Actually, I donated 5, but
I donated 40.
Got to be 5 times the guy, huh? Why not the 10 grand, huh? Why not the 10 grand?
Shit, if you had 10
If I had 10 grand, shit. I wouldn't donate it. Still, I'd do other shit with it.
Make my own damn solar sail.
90,000 feet. It's mind-boggling. Yeah.
It is pretty insane. Where's the highest plane, like, what, 60, 50,000 feet?
Probably something like that, yeah.
I stepped out for a sec. Did you guys discuss bringing them down?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We talked about a couple of the places they've crashed, so.
Like up here.
Yeah.
I can't find anything on the exact cost of the balloons themselves. I do know solar panels are fairly expensive.
If they're sending up about 20 per day, they're probably pretty damn cheap.
Yeah. Well, they're Google.
Cheap. Right, probably. But they still have to be, well, yeah, relatively cheap.
Says it'll be a $10 billion business. Oof. Could be. How can you make $10 billion if you're not off charging free internet. Anybody? Yeah.
There's going to be an advertisement somewhere.
Now, anybody that's on that wireless has ads on
Google.com.
Yeah,
you'll get a Google ad that pops up.
All the time. You are not allowed to escape this ad.
Watch this 10-second ad.
For everything.
For Googaloon. Try it today. But like, God damn it, I'm on it already.
Well, it could be like, do you remember that long-ass time ago, there was that free dial-up service? Can't remember the name of it right
AOL?
Now.
AOL?
No. When was AOL free? Except for that month.
When you just got the discs
and
forever.
And when you complained, I guess. Try to cancel your account. Yeah. But
they might charge for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says Project Loon lead Mike Cassidy describes it to The Verge. He says, think about it. With 4.5 billion people without internet access, take 5%. You're talking 250 million people. He says if those people pay a small portion of their monthly income, say $5 a piece, you're going to be a billion-dollar business a month in in revenue, tens of billions in a year. So it's good business, too. So, you're not as cool as we thought, Google. Yeah.
Their altruism only goes so far.
Yeah, they're like, you can afford $5, don't feed your family, get internet.
It's disguised as apathy.
Well, like, maybe they'll only, maybe they'll only charge in certain areas. You know, like maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it'll be free in third world countries, and over here we'll have to pay $5 to Google for
access. It'll be free there until their economy goes up because of all the knowledge.
Yeah, and they get smarter, and then they become first world countries, and then Google takes them
over. As soon as someone publishes their first app, they're like, okay, it's time. The first app on Android, they're like, okay, this was submitted from here. We gotta move.
We got to move. We got to charge.
It was net zero I was talking about.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
Well, when you put but when you would use that service, like, they would put a banner at the bottom of your screen no matter what that showed ads. And that's what I was thinking. That would probably be something that they
could figure out how to turn that off right fast.
Oh, yeah. There was ways to get around it, but.
Adblock Plus. Adblock Plus heals all. Now,
put it on my work computer. I had to. My work computer didn't have it, and I do a lot of stuff online, and I had to put Adblock.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the balloons are so big. They said it's also will be possible to see them in certain weather events with the naked eye.
Oh, yeah.
They said it'll be very, very hard and darn near impossible, but you can possibly see one. So you can look up to the sky, and then a Google Loon balloon.
A Google Loon. A fucking lunatic is going to fly.
Oh, no, it's
you.
A Gagloon. A Gagloon. It's coming straight for us. Man, those are, look at the solar panel, or like that's big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that envelope is huge. Oh, man.
That's a big one.
Taller than a dude.
Those Googaloons, they're so hot right now.
So is that all
you got? I don't know.
Is that all you got on the Google?
It's going to be free, but maybe not.
Maybe. We'll see. Getting internet out to people is a great thing.
We support that here on Waiting for Play.
Absolutely. Everyone should have an internet connection.
So we can kick your ass at CSGO.
Yeah, man. Get online so I can pwn some new noobs.
I think that's probably going to be it for us tonight.
I've got a question.
Oh, yeah, we do have a question.
What is that, Big Daddy?
First of all, I want to know what Peter thought of the questions that are the answers they gave, since you did listen.
Well, of course, Adam's answers were pretty good.
No, they weren't.
I was disappointed with my answers afterwards.
Really? Yeah. You thought you could do more?
Because you think about it afterwards. Like, fuck.
Then you Google some stuff to confirm, and you're just like, damn it.
To be honest, I don't like to be on the spot, but...
No, they were good. I thought they were medium questions. I didn't want to, suggest questions that were so out of the ballpark that no one would know. I thought about it, though. I seriously thought about it.
I don't want anybody to know how stupid I am.
So this one comes back to me getting to make them up, and I want to know, almost everybody that uses a licensed software or game or anything has to sign an EULA.
A EULA.
What's a EULA, guys?
Experimental University Language Assistance.
Yep, that's a EULA. I have no idea.
Blank blank license agreement.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
So what are you?
What?
You are a user.
End user license agreement.
Yeah, you got it.
What are those?
We are end users.
No. What is a EULA? What is
That's the license you're agreeing to just by using that product.
Yeah, so if you use anything by Apple, you sign away your soul. And then they can turn you into Apple centipedes.
Gold butt plugs.
So that's my follow-up question.
Overpriced shit for assholes.
Anybody ever read the whole thing?
No.
I tried to once.
It's like 200.
They're super long.
I've never read the whole thing. I've looked through a lot of it, maybe, but not the whole thing.
Yes, don't pirate
it. Well, some people don't care about internet privacy and security.
Lawyers made it.
They don't even read it. It's like a whole team. Like, you're on paragraph 27. You're on 28. And they're all just making shit up.
Like shit, US I need a sentence. Section 3.
Senate, they're just like making laws. But like, I didn't fucking.
We will sue you into next year.
I'm just pushing for it to get passed. I have no idea what's written in this. Just trust me. Right,
I love the freaking South Park episode where they all agree to like the iTunes thing.
Oh, the iPad thing.
Yeah, the iPad thing.
Human sent iPad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen to us all. Like, oh, you agreed.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Right on. That was my question.
That's it?
All right.
Wait till next week for another one?
Yes.
All right. We love coming back every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
I kind of have to. I live here, so.
Well, you don't have to join us.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, Adam can't really miss one because he's like, oh, I'm not going to be there. And then we'll just be like, dude, your car's here.
Awkwardly in the house, just looking out the window every once in a while at you guys. No, they're still recording.
I'm on vacation.
It's a staycation, motherfucker. Staycations can be some of the best vacations.
Definitely.
If you're overworked and you're just like, no.
That is the vacation.
I need 7 days of me time where nobody says, hey, John, did you get your shrink plan done? And I'm just like, yeah.
I work really odd hours early in the morning, so a vacation is just sleeping normal.
Yeah, right? He's like, I got up in the morning. Holy shit. Yeah.
I slept all the way till 8 o'clock in the morning. That's awesome.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, if that's everything we got, I mean, just the usual.
Check us out.
On Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Review and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Click the little banner.
We're on Stitcher, if anybody uses Stitcher.
With the Amazon. And the donate button that doesn't exist.
Amazon banner. Donate button's in work in progress.
he needs
But the
art.
Amazon banner's there.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't have any
real thing.
We've gotten a few click-throughs on that. So
it's a vector image of the donate button so that we can get rolling.
Get on that, John.
I can.
Just
Just Melissa. Just I need Galuti. Another thing.
It's really the only thing hanging me up is I'm my refusal to use PayPal.
I'll use it for you.
But that's up. All I got.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, I'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis dann.
Later, bitches.